This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Consumers will buy about 30 million Christmas trees this holiday season. Many of them will have been grown in North Carolina. The state is second in Christmas tree production behind only Oregon. It's a $100 million a year industry in the state. Environment reporter Dave DeWitt visited a farm to follow a Christmas tree from the mountains to his own living room.
Our Christmas tree begins here, clinging to its 5-by-5-foot patch of ground on the side of a soil-covered hunk of granite in the Blue Ridge Mountains. The slope dips down several hundred feet below where we're standing. Fraser firs of all shapes and sizes, surrounded by Dutch white clover, covers the landscape.
So there's the holler. Can you see what's called Smoky Holler? That's a beautiful place up here.
Della Deal lives with her husband Buddy and their three kids back down the other side of the hill. This is their farm, the Smoky Holler Christmas Tree Farm. On a clear, bright day like this one, you can see Virginia from up here. Cars whisk by on the nearby Blue Ridge Parkway, close enough that you can see them, but far enough away that you can't hear them. It's as peaceful and serene a setting as one can imagine, until harvest season. Beautiful late fall days like this one are more than just pretty to look at in Christmas tree country. It means a lot of work can get done. Della Deal explains as we bounce back down the hill in her truck.
I mean, we work 6 days a week from July through October, but this is 7 days a week, and you just work till you get it done.
The Deals are among the 1,500 Christmas tree farmers in North Carolina. Most live in this four-county area of Allegheny, Ashe, Avery, and Watauga counties. These are mostly family farms. Della's parents have been tree farmers since the 1950s.
Growing Christmas trees in western North Carolina really saved the small family farms up here because most folks were producing beans and cabbage, and those markets went away as all that agriculture moved out west to larger farms. Christmas trees really filled that void and saved a lot of these small farms.
An average Christmas tree takes 13 years to grow. It gets put into the ground when it's 5 years old and then grows a foot a year. Fraser firs do especially well in the North Carolina mountains due to the high elevation, cool summers, plenty of rainfall, and well-drained soils. Each tree gets trimmed, fertilized, shaped, and otherwise cared for approximately 100 times in its lifetime. Earl Deal, a former forest biomaterials professor at NC State and the patriarch of the family, is in his 70s, but still gets up at 4 a.m. every day to hand-shape every tree.
Our biggest problem compared to other agricultural crops is how labor-intensive it is. There's a lot of handwork and shaping the trees. It worries us.
Much of that labor is needed in the fall, and it comes from immigrant workers. The Deals participate in the H-2 guest worker program, flying dozens of legal temporary workers in from Mexico and housing them on the farm. After the work is done, they go back home to their families. Buddy Deal says no American citizen who has come to them and asked for a manual labor job has lasted more than a day.
It's very hard to find people willing to do this kind of labor. To load one of those 9 to 10 foot trees, it may weigh 130 pounds. And those guys pick them up and load them one after another until we've loaded 50,000 trees. So it's unpleasant.
The Deals hope changes to immigration laws would make it easier to employ legal workers. Environmental concerns are changing their industry as well. A decade or so ago, customers began asking about organic trees. Della took it upon herself to grow some, spending countless hours fine-tuning the process. This year, their first organic trees are hitting the lots. But Della isn't so sure it will be a big market.
I'm not totally sold on organic. I think it's more of a marketing tool than it is an actual environmental practice. We still have to use organic pesticides on those trees to keep the mites and stuff out. And we use a whole bunch of chicken litter to fertilize them.
Other concerns are more immediate. More and more buyers think cutting down a live tree and putting it in their living room is not environmentally sound, and have opted for fake trees.
Well, shoot, it'd be better for the environment if we didn't even celebrate Christmas now, wouldn't it? You know, we wouldn't have presents and wrapping paper and everything.
Jill Sidebottom is a Christmas tree extension agent at NC State.
a fake tree is made of plastic, and, you know, once it's thrown away, it just goes into the landfill. It doesn't have any environmental benefits, whether it's, you know, the creation of oxygen or the creation of habitat for wildlife or anything.
After our tree is cut down at the Smoky Holler Tree Farm, it's hauled here to the distribution center. It's a one-lane loading zone, hard by a mountain creek and ringed by large white pines, specific choices made by the deals to keep the trees cool and damp after they're cut. There's also an elaborate canopy of tarps tied to the white pines, covering the trees until they're ready to be put on a truck. The 18-wheelers run constantly in and out of here from early November to mid-December. The biggest trees go to churches in Florida and mansions in New Jersey. Ours is loaded up with a few hundred others and heads out for a Rite Aid parking lot in South Durham.
Anna, would you rather have a fake tree or a real tree?
A real tree. Because then you can actually, like, climb in and stuff.
So you wouldn't exactly be able to climb it because it's a Christmas tree and they don't really have branches that you can climb on. And it's really short.
A lot of discussion goes into getting our family tree, even if we're not all sure yet about the rules. Once we're on the lot, my daughter goes off to look for trees to climb, and my two sons get down to business.
Sorry, I just don't see how this. I just don't see how this is 7 or 7 8
look
feet.
Look at that.
This one is pretty good.
That one's awesome.
7 8.
That one's great.
And that's that. A tree is selected, a fresh cut is made on the end, and it's loaded onto the top of the minivan. In a few minutes, it's home. When the holidays are over, it will be used to shore up a wall of the kids' fort in the woods behind our house. About that same time, somewhere in the Blue Ridge Mountains, Earl Deal will wake up in the dark at 4 a.m. and head out into the cold, thin air to do the hand trimming, getting ready for next year's batch of trees. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.